Good morning, beloved ones.
Good morning.
Tell someone you are a radiant light of love. You are a radiant light of love. Yes, you are a radiant light of love. Yes. You all are just so radiant, so fabulous, so beautiful, so wonderful. I love, one of the favorite things of mine is to be standing here feeling the presence of the divine. And when I look out, I can see that light, I can see that radiance, I can see God in each of you, and it's such a beautiful sight. I'm so grateful and thankful that you're here with us this morning, sharing your presence, sharing your consciousness, your love, and your light. One of the visions that I hold is that every seat in this place will be filled, that every spot is already filled with the presence of God. But I'm going to see it. I hold the vision of it being filled with the presence of God's people, with those souls who I know are seeking the light, that they will know we're here. Here we are, on our course, on our journey, doing our work as spiritual light workers. But I was wondering this morning as I was working on my talk, I said, I wonder how many of you really feel that you are on your course, or that you are on course, or that you are on purpose, on your purpose, unfolding your destiny. You know, do you really feel that you are unfolding your destiny, walking in your destiny? Or maybe you feel you haven't got a clue as to what your purpose is or what your destiny might be. Some people feel that our destiny is preordained, that every event even is pre-recorded. It is predetermined, and that we are just simply acting out our parts. Others believe that we have choice, that our destiny is about our choice, and that it is the choices that we make in our lives that actually affect our destiny. And still, others say, well, it's not the destination that matters, but it's the journey. And yet there are some folks and some people who actually like the idea of a destination. They like getting somewhere, you know, knowing that they're going somewhere. They like having their goal oriented. Some people need to have a goal to which they are working towards, and a place and a destination they're moving towards that gives them motivation to get up and to move and to be and to act and to do. Destiny and destination, believe it or not, have the same root origin, and they have the same meaning in some regards. Webster says this of destination. One, it's the purpose for which something is destined. An act of appointing, setting aside for a purpose, or predetermining. Or three, destination could be a place to which one is journeying or to which something is sent. And the word destiny means this. One, it means something to which a person or thing is destined, right? Or two, a predetermined course of events often held to be an irresistible power or agency. So those two words are very similar. There's something that, you know, that carries an irresistible power. Sometimes it could be a journeying or a movement. And I thought, what would happen if I introduced the word direction? So I looked that up. And it said, direction, assistance in pointing out the proper route or the line or course on which something is moving. Or it could mean a guiding, governing, or motivating purpose. There seems to be a connection, would you not say, between all three of those words, destiny, destination, and direction. But whatever the case may be, whether you feel you are moved towards your destiny or that you are on your way to your destination, your direction will have an impact on both of those. Your direction will. And so we need to know this, that sometimes you may have to change directions to get to where you're going. Sometimes you have to change your direction to get to where you are going. And here's what's even more powerful, the ability to know when that may be the case, right? To know when you need to change directions could be very crucial for you. Because sometimes we might stay a little too long at the party. You know? Come on, you've been there where you should have gone home a long time ago. So you need to know when you need to change directions because it's crucial. The timing could be also important. So turn to somebody and ask them, do you need to change your course? Do you need to change your course? We need to know if it's time to change course, right? And Eknath Eshwaran said this. He said, the desire to change the direction of your life is one of the surest signs of grace. And I like that because it means usually there's some kind of sign that tells you it's time to change your course. You need to change direction, right? So he says, for a while, you may not know the direction in which to go, but you will know without doubt that the direction you have been going in is wrong. Right? That to me, I don't know where I'm going, but I know that what I'm in right now is not working. This is, you know, sometimes you have to, that's enough to know I need to do something, right? Different. I need to because we've all had these moments in our lives and we've all felt like from time to time that we were going in the wrong direction. We needed to do something different or be about something different. We've all known that. And so when that happens, very often what people may do is people may then change jobs. They may change careers. They might change relationships. They might change locations. Maybe if I move, right? And sometimes with doing all that, changing your job, changing your career, changing your relationship, right? Moving from place to changing something. With all of that, sometimes things still may stay the same. Even with all that. I wonder why. What's the common factor here? What's the common denominator here? Wherever I go, there I seem to be. Angel Kodo Williams said, if there ever comes a time when you feel like you have to go someplace to find a better you, and you're going any farther than the mirror, don't take another step. and says, as long as you are looking towards anything but yourself, you'll always be headed in the wrong direction. Now, I love that last line because that's powerful. As long as you are looking towards anything but yourself, you will always be headed in the wrong direction. I brought that note. Ooh, 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 ooh. All right? Because that's some good stuff. Because what we know is that even if there is mess out here, and there is oftentimes mess out here, your reaction to it or your handling it will always point back to you. Now, that doesn't mean that you might not have to make a positive change. It doesn't mean that you might not have to take a positive action. But we're talking about action and not reaction. Because whenever you're having a reaction or even your response to something as opposed to your conscious choice and awareness of saying, all right, I need to choose this. And two different things are happening here. And so we need to be conscious and aware that when there's mess out here, or even a mess in here, it doesn't mean that what we are seeing out here or noticing out here is not necessarily real, or it's not something that may not require our attention. But what it means is that your experience of it is solely yours. Your experience of it is solely yours. And what it means, what this situation, this mess, the situation, the circumstance, maybe it's a good thing, I don't know, but what it means is determined by you. See, what it means is determined by you, and what it means is colored by your perceptions and interpretations of it. Now, this is so important because I'm preaching to myself today. I wrote this, I said, ooh, 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 I am preaching to myself this morning. So I've had church, all right? I was home working on this, and I was preaching and saying, yes, I hear you, Lord. Because sometimes the message is for you, and sometimes it's all about me. It's the message is for me. I need to hear this. I need to hear what God is giving forth, right? Because there's been some things that have been popping up lately. And things that I thought I kind of healed or worked through or handled or whatever, right? And they've been popping out, and I found myself saying, I don't want to end my ministry in the same place I began it. I don't want to do that. I don't want to have the same experiences again. Not at this time in my life, because I'm too old. And I work too hard, right? And so I was going on and I don't feel on and on and on. And then all of a sudden, I said, wait. I think this is just a test. This is just a test to see if I have learned anything over these years of being here. It's just a test to see if I can now meet these things from a different perspective, from a different point of view, from a different place within me, in my consciousness. So all of a sudden, okay, I get it now. I see what's happening here. The universe is really just providing me with an opportunity to change my perceptions. And therefore change my actions. And to do it while also standing in my place. But with love. And with compassion. But standing in my place nonetheless. I see that this is just an opportunity to see through the veil of illusion and confusion. It's just an opportunity for me to see my own stories, my own false beliefs. It may simply be an opportunity for me to step into my authentic divine self once again. I read a quote this morning, Sometimes when I'm working, Spirit just, you know, has me get up and read a quote or read a Bible or read whatever. And I was guided to this quote this morning, and it said, "Illusions are beliefs that we act upon but may not be true." We act upon them and they may not be true, and it's an illusion. And what happens is illusion begets more illusions. When we begin to act upon illusions, which means act upon our beliefs, and it ain't even true, but we think it is, because it's a story we've told ourselves, right? It's a belief that we've adopted, which may not be the truth, but we act upon it, and we create more havoc, we create more negative energy, more limitations, more illusions. And so I thought, I get what's happening here. This is just my opportunity to check out my own perspective. If I could only remember that it is my perspective and it is my belief, but it may not be what's actually happening. That's such a shock to me sometimes. Because don't we all think if I think it and if I experience it, it must be what's happening. And we then go act upon that and it may not even be true. There's a saying in one of the oneness teachings, and it says, suffering is not in the fact, but in the perception of the fact. See, sometimes you think, oh no, suffering is because this happened. No, it's your perception of what is happening. Meaning that our limited or our negative experience, could be as well as our positive experience, really is merely a result of how we are perceiving it. How we are perceiving it. And every experience is merely a perception. And your perception says more about you than it does about the situation. Right? It's telling about you. And so I've been looking. I said, okay, I need to start looking at my perceptions and stuff. Because I'll have a perception and then I swear that it's true, but I only find that it may be true only to me. Others may have an entirely different perception. Cynthia and I go around the bed. She's always like, no, that's my perception. She said, well, I have another perception. You mean somebody else has another perception? Right? But this is how we do. We think, oh, it's my perception. It must be then, therefore it is true, but it is simply true for you. But others may have something different. So I'm learning now to stop and to ask myself if I can remember to do this, because this is a process. We're all in a learning process. Sometimes I forget, but sometimes I remember. And when I remember, it's so much better. But I'm learning to ask myself, well, why? Because it's true. Or I ask myself, why do I have this perception? Right? And then I'm learning to ask, okay, now what is this perception saying about you? Not about the other person, because I can come up with a whole bunch of reasons why I think they said what they said and did what they did, which I'm discovering that I do often. So it's like, wow. Because that's the way the mind works, you understand. I'm not telling you all, I'm not just telling on myself, I'm telling you about yourself too. So don't, you know. I know how this works. So I've been asking myself, well, what is this perception saying about me and why do I have it? I'm trying to pause to remember that it is just a perception, Sylvie. It is just a perception and not necessarily, it may not be the truth. And yet, my perceptions, my choices, my responses, my actions that I make are affecting me. And not only that, they are affecting my progress on my journey. They are affecting my spiritual journey, my spiritual walk, which then has an impact on my destiny, my destination, and my direction. Someone said that spirituality is not so much about experiencing higher states and mystical happenings. It can be that. But it says, but it's about reprogramming our responses. You're just spiritual journey. Sometimes we think, oh, it's about me having a God realization, and a wonderful, ecstatic, high moment. You can have those, but basically spirituality really is about your ability to reprogram your responses, because it says our responses determine our destiny. That's powerful stuff. If you get that, if you really get that, that's some deep stuff, because often we think that our destiny is made for us, right? It's predetermined by something outside of ourselves. But in reality, we are the ones that are affecting it every moment by every choice we make, by what we choose to focus on, by what we're thinking, what we're feeling, how we're receiving, what we're acting. That is all creating the destiny. We either draw things to us or we push things away from us, all according to how we are decreeing and claiming and naming things to be. This is good, this is bad, they're for me, against me, all that stuff, right? We're either moving towards our good or we are pushing it away. We're either creating peace or we're creating conflict in our interactions, all by our interpretations and our perceptions. If you don't like where you are heading, you just might have to change your direction. Change your direction, change your story about what you're telling yourself about the situation. You may have to come up with a different meaning. If you don't like the meaning you're getting, you can get a different meaning. You may have to come up with one that's going to lead you into peace and lead you into love and light and joy. You have to come up with a perception and a destination and a definition that leads you to yourself, to your higher self, from that divine sense of self. Because when you can actually be led from this or to this divine self, and you're led to then move and act and think and speak from this divine self, from your higher self, what will happen is when you come from this place, your stories change. When you come from this higher perspective, your thoughts are going to change. When you come from on high, that on high place will always lead you in the right direction, and it'll fill you with the essence of good or the essence of God, so that all of a sudden there's peace. All of a sudden you know what to do and how to do it, and it comes from a place of what, of love. I saw this quote on Facebook. I was reading it. It was from Fisher's page. I don't know if Fisher's here, but anyway, he posted this thing on Facebook this morning. See, I do my spiritual work and I'm on Facebook too. I saw the quote last night, but I got up and I remembered it this morning and I said, this is perfect. And the quote said this: if you are peaceful and happy, know that you are very close to yourself. If you are sad and stressed, know that you are close to your ego. And I love that, because I said, you know what? I'm getting all bent out of shape, but that's simply the ego talking. What they doing, you know, all of that stuff. It's the ego, which makes you what? Sad, stressed, depressed, frustrated, angst, full of angst, standing out, fighting, and all that. That's the ego. And I love that, because I can use that if I can remember that when I'm checking it, right? That it's a barometer from where I'm coming from. I'm either coming from my high self or I'm coming from the ego self, right? And that can be a barometer. Am I peaceful? And am I happy? And I feel with a sense of security? Or am I stressed? Am I frustrated? You know, is there conflict going in? Coming from a different place. It's my barometer that I can use from where I'm coming from. And if I'm coming from my ego, rest assured, it's not going to lead me any place good. It never leads us any place good. It really doesn't. It really, truly doesn't. So what we want to look at then is the ability to check out where you're coming from. Because if you can check out where you're coming from, it will help you to see where you're going to. You know where you're coming from, it helps you to see where you're going to. And if it is not to your liking, change directions. You have the power to shape your destiny. You have the power. Don't let anybody tell you that you have nothing to do. You have the power to shape your destiny. And you do so by living from the highest and the best within you, from a higher consciousness, from a higher perspective, from a higher perception, from that place of the divine in you, God in you. And when you can do that, and you start living from that place and choosing from that place and acting from that place, you're going to find that your destination really was the journey to finding yourself. Your true self. And once you find your true self, your authentic self, your divine self, that's going to lead you to the self, the divine of God. So I say, go within, check it out, and travel well. Namaste and blessings. Namaste and blessings. Namaste. Blessings.